AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The school of Tupac, I'm a rhymer. You don't want to what?
Man, with me.
Tell I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up.
Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real, straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
Mr. Mays, can you hear me?
I heard a lot. I almost called the point of order.
Well, can't nobody call point of order like you. Nobody calls point of order like you. I am so glad you are joining us and the Twitter family who is listening. I had to hook up my audio to make sure that Twitter were also able to hear you because they've been waiting on you, Mr. Get on Twitter. And I told them you don't have a Twitter account yet, but you are on TikTok. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm old school. Y'all a little rougher than me. I'm learning. I'm just down here being a councilman and stuff and went a little live. So, you know, I'm pretty smart. I ain't all high.
Well, we are learning a lot from you. And before we get started, because I know your time is limited, but for those who are listening, I'm going to play a quick clip of one of the best of Eric Mays. And this is one that we hear often that is shared on Twitter. I know you're not on Twitter. I told you we share your stuff all the time. So I'm going to play this quick one just so people can get familiar with who you are.
In my life, and that is an individual who is verbally and in other ways so professed racial hatred as Mr. Mays.
I don't know if she... racist, but I know she Eric's. She Eric's Mazes, if it's such a word. And I happen to be a black man on the north side. So I don't know if she racist, but she sure Eric Mazes.
So that is one of the best of Eric Mays. We have Eric Mays, Councilman Eric Mays in the building, y'all. who said he does not know if she is a racist, but she is absolutely an Eric Macist. And Councilman, you just do not know how many people tweet that, share that, and quote you. Thank you so much for joining the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast with Teslin Figaro.
Man, when she said that, I was eating some cashews. I almost spit my cashews out because this white lady has, and I'm like, should I call her racist? I don't know why my mind came up with that, but it was kind of smart to say, I don't know if you're racist, but you sure is an Erickson, an Eric Macist.
Well, nobody.
Just crazy. Just, they'll say anything.
And we appreciate. You know, I explained to you when we had a chance to catch up how many people are inspired by you. I'm talking about from all ages, Mr. Mays, because one of the things, you know, that I hear all the time, like I share with you, is people say, you know, I can't run for office because I'm not going to be able to do what it is I want to do. They hear a lot of excuses of I can't say this and I can't say that. So before you get into why you were charged with disorderly conduct, because I do want to get into that. And to those who are listening on Twitter, looks like we got a couple hundred people in the room listening, in addition to my Instagram listening as well. I do want to direct you guys to the Jumbotron. Mr. Mays's official GoFundMe is in the Jumbotron. So please look at that and tweet that out. But tell us, Mr. Mays, quickly a little bit about, you know, what made you run for office? I know you've been in for about 10 years. And how have you been able to keep your seat being as bold and as direct as you are? You are certainly somebody that is not like a typical politician. So tell us a little bit on why you decided to serve your community and how you've been able to maintain that seat.
Well, when I come out of Michigan State, had won locally, third vice president of the Flint branch of the NAACP. I was the political action chairperson. I was about 21. I'll be 65 in September. And I was assigned to attend council meetings for the NAACP here in Flint and report back, you know, police brutality, other things going on. And I noticed that, you know, a lot of stuff happened in council meetings in our cities. That's what makes the newspaper. I worked for General Motors for about 30 years, and I was elected union representative for the United Auto Workers, General Motors. And once I retired, I decided to run for Flint office. I won that office in November 2013. But, you know, I decided to run. I was infatuated with the things you could do, the money you could allocate to folks. I wanted people to call me to try to help them with problems. And so, you know, when you look at that backdrop, you know, I decided to run. And I don't think that I have to talk a certain way. I don't think I have to talk proper. I think you can be yourself. I think you can fight for people and keep other little devilish folks off your back.
And so you've been able to, you know, keep that seat for 10 years. And one of the things when I'm constantly advising, training folks, when you take care of your constituents, and we talked a little bit about that last night, and you know, gave me a couple of examples of how you're so accessible. They're able to call you on the cell phone. Kind of run that through us, because I was just sharing with a candidate last week when I, you know, somebody's thinking about running, and she was talking about serving one particular district over the other. And I told her, good city commissioners, they really do serve everybody, even people who are not in their district. And that also helps them maintain their seat. So explain a little bit, Mr. Mays, about what you told me last night about how people call you and how you run, you know, your shop and your accessibility.
Yeah, although I hadn't been on Twitter, I now set up a TikTok account. I know a little bit about Facebook, but with the type of phones that we have, when I won office, even now, I think people should understand these phones allow you to see a missed call. They allow you to do three-way calling and conference calls. And my office phone, like in the old days, you can call forward it to your cell phone. In the old days, you know, a secretary or somebody will take a call, leave you a sticky note or something. So I think part of my success have been I answer my phone, I return calls. If a constituent have a problem with something in the neighborhood, I know what department to call, so I'll do a three-way with them on the line and service them instantly. And as you know, I might average 8 to 10 service calls a day. In a week, that might be 40. In a month, that might be 180. So when you servicing the people and answering your phone, then the word spreads. People call me from other wards and districts. And I think by actually dealing with people like that and trying to take care of their problems, when it comes time to vote, they vote for you because they want to keep people who are actually doing the job. A lot of people don't answer phones and return calls, and they're not using the technology a certain way.
Mm-hmm. And so before we get into the disorderly conduct, because there's a couple of things, you know, that I'm always trying to push on the importance of local and state. You mentioned in your introduction that, you know, you enjoyed the because of the money you could allocate. I know folks and a lot of people who are listening, they love talking about running for Congress. And I'm not against Maze, but I am just so in love with the city and state level. And a lot of people, I don't know if they're just infatuated by the flash of it all, but explain to the people how much more you can get done in a smaller, you know, council seat, whether it's city or state or county, and how that really does impact the everyday lives of individuals, opposed to trying to go to D.C. and trying to convince, you know, 200 people to get on your side.
When you kind of look at it, you can see where in Washington, D.C., they allocate trillions. In state government, they allocate, I like to say, millions and billions. In a city our size, you know, now we're not Los Angeles, New York, or Chicago, or something like that. But we allocate, we've got a general fund budget of about $54 million. And when you're on the local level and you can look and see what folks need, then, you know, even though the same people vote for you if you go to Washington or Lansing, but, you know, those national and state representatives are not the last line of allocation of money. And so I like local government because people can touch and feel and see what you're doing, whether it's a pothole in the street, whether it's a street light that went out, or whether it's an allocation of funds for business economic development. There's something to the local government by being able to allocate the resources that your constituents can see, touch, and feel more closely. And so I've been asked about running for other positions. We'll see if I do or don't. But the last 10 years, I've been enjoying the local government. These ARPA funds, American Rescue Plan Act, I call it the COVID-19 money. This is really an opportunity. We're in the middle of allocating that here in Flint, and you can allocate money where people can put roofs on their houses, they can vinyl side, they can do new windows, and so you can give them $1 million or $2 million to start a business. So this one-shot deal, COVID-19 money, really gives you a chance to allocate directly to the constituents.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And so many people want you to run for Congress, and they saying Eric Mays for president. So I just wanted you to explain that, because I'm always trying to convince people to really see, you know, the power in local and state. Shout out again to my Twitter family. Please, Dr. West, put a thumbs up if you can hear me. I want to make sure that you guys are still there and listening. I hate to do this interview and you can't hear me. Now, let's get to it. Or someone give me a thumbs up just so I can make sure that you guys can still hear me. Thank you very much. So let's get to it, Mr. Mays. Now, I know a lot of people love you, and now I'm going to, they don't know her name, But we've seen a ton of clicks of you and the lady with red hair. Yesterday, you told me you've been there 10 years and you've seen how many mayors and how many council people come and go, and you've still been there. What did you tell me yesterday?
Yeah, served and seen three mayors come and go. I've seen three groups of council people come, including the ones that's there now. And some of them going to have to go. The one with the hair, she had to go. And, you know, so I think that when they concentrate on me versus concentrating on the business of the city, that's problematic. For example, you know, when Hillary Clinton ran against Trump, and I heard Trump call her a nasty lady, and Michelle Obama say, when they go low, we go high. My philosophy, even though I understand that, my philosophy is if Trump or the lady with the red hair or anybody say something foul or off base to you, I'm not going to let it go because they'll run over you. I'm going to address it. For example, Trump told Hillary in the national debate, all on TV, you're a nasty lady. I just say, I don't like the way your hair is swooped to the side, look like a bird's nest. You're grabbing women in their private spots. Who the hell you think you're talking to? You know, I think you have to address that stuff immediately. Don't they'll run you over and you'll be out of office.
Yes, you did. And then speaking of that, one of my favorite, the best of, because you don't, Mr. Mace, you got a whole compilation out here on Twitter in case you don't know. And one of the ones that I love sharing repeatedly is when you ask the woman, now, who are you talking to? Now, take us through, before we talk about this, sir, take us through that. What was going on in your mind? Because one thing about it, you believe in the Robert's Rules of Order. You believe in there will be some order up in here. So take us through when you had to tell that woman, who does she think she's talking to? And we hear you say a lot, you know, I'm just getting tired of y'all. Why are you so tired, Mr. Mays? Tell the people here who's listening that support you. What is it that these folks, why are they making you so tired?
Well, look at the history of America. You know, black folks come out of slavery. They used to talk to us any kind of way. Call us the N-word and boy and beat us, you know. And so you still got some carryover. People think they can disrespect black folks, particularly black men and black women, and they still got some residue left that they can talk to us any kind of way. This is 2023. This was happening in 2021. You're not going to talk to me anyway. It doesn't matter who you are and what you think. You know, they be having that, what you call it, they think they got privilege and that we are not the people who we are. So what was going through my mind, I'm like, who the hell she thinks she's talking to? You know, our meetings are recorded as video. We got people watching locally. Now they're looking at it nationwide because people are sharing these clips of what I've said and done. But that what was going through my mind. These people is ignorant and disrespectful, and you can't let them get away with it.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
And so you also mentioned handkerchief Negroes that you serve with. What is a handkerchief Negro, and why did you feel it was important to put that on the record?
Well, you know, you can Google handkerchief head in the Urban Dictionary. You can Google it, but that's like a Uncle Tom. You always had blacks and house Negroes that would see the field Negro getting beat and whooped, and they would always say, "Yes, sir, boss," and they do things for the white folks to hurt the black folks, and they would cater to the white folks, thought they was the better Negro, and they were slaves and was doing wrong. So you got in 2023 some backwards thinking black folks, and they enable white folks to have positions higher than us. They will vote, for example, in our local government to allocate funds to the white side of town and won't allocate dollars to the black side. And on our council, you know, it's made up of 5 blacks and 4 whites. And so 2 of them, they'll vote for the white person for president, vice president, but they won't vote for themselves and the black folks. So I call them a handkerchief head Negro because they enabling white folks and they talking proper and ain't really taking care of black folks. And it reminds me of like old Uncle Tom's, old sellouts.
Now walk us through, Mr. Mays, there was an incident last year in April. And I was glad that you pointed out to me, and I said that this morning on the Breakfast Club, that a lot of the clips that people saw of you was not what they tried to allegedly charge you for with disorderly conduct. Walk us through what happened on April of last year and how that became, how you are convicted of disorderly conduct.
Yeah, some of them rules that we have on the Flint City Council, and I imagine some of the rules around the country at the council level, the state level, the national level, those rules are archaic. You know, I'm 65 years old. If I have to get out of my council seat and go to the restroom or somebody in the audience I need to talk to and come back to my seat, they had a rule that whoever's chairing the meeting You have to say, Madam Chair, may I be excused from my seat, or Mr. Chairman, may I be excused from my seat. Then and only then can you get up. And when you're properly excused, you can come back. Well, on April 25th, 2022, all our meetings are recorded. You can see the video where I said, Madam Chair, may I be excused. She says verbally, you may be excused. When I come back, oh, you can't come back to your seat. I figured you were gone for the rest of the meeting. I said, well, you figured wrong. And when I sit down, oh, no, you can't come back and participate. And had the police arrest me, remove me from my seat, my elected seat, and I took the removal and went to court, and I demanded a jury trial. I pleaded not guilty. So a lot of the stuff people see me say and do during the meeting, they get mixed up with why I'm going through court proceedings and trial. Now, I'll go to court proceedings and trial every time when somebody try to wrongfully remove me from my elected seat, whether it's the way I talk or, in this case, coming back and resuming my seat to take care of city business. These people will try any and everything to try to get you out of office if you speak up in front of people, it seems.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you are now asking the judge, because because it was video recorded, you explained quickly, you said the person that the chairwoman has possibly allegedly maybe committed perjury and lied, knowing that exchange was recorded on video. So now you're trying to get the judge to throw it out, correct? And if it is not thrown out, you will go to the Court of Appeals.
Yeah, we had a jury trial when I pleaded not guilty. And, you know, we have the video where she excused me. She takes the oath. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God, I do. She hits the witness stand and she says repeatedly, no, I didn't excuse him out of seat. We got the video. You need to look at it to refresh your memory. I know I didn't excuse him. Do you might want to look at that? No. So outside of the presence of the jury, when it broke the lunch or something, the judge herself said to the prosecutor, she committing perjury. She's lying about that. And you've got a duty as a prosecutor to deal with that perjury. And I've got a duty as a judge. She says, before this trial is over, you might want to straighten that out and give her a chance. Well, the jury deliberated, didn't hear about this perjury, come back with a guilty verdict. So now we're filing the paperwork to set aside the jury verdict. We're raising the perjury issue. The video evidence, just like in these police cases, is the great weight of the evidence. So we're going to see if that verdict can be set aside. She can be charged with perjury in a new trial. Them folks in Detroit, about an hour away from Flint, Michigan, Kwame Kilpatrick, when he was mayor of Detroit, he got in a world of trouble for perjury. So this white president lady, to me, ain't no different than other folks. And so we're going to fix them to pursue it. That's what the GoFundMe. We've been to bring in a group of lawyers and legal staff in order to get her hopefully convicted and the verdict set aside, new trial, and the jury can really see what happened.
Absolutely. And that's why I wanted to have you on. Those who are listening, please, as mentioned, and I want to make sure I'm in the rules of order and be transparent. I have not asked, Mr. Mays has not hired me to do this. This is nothing to do with getting paid. This is sincerely, wanting to help out Councilman Mays in his legal funds. Many of you have always talked about having leaders that matter, leaders that speak up. And so I am asking if you can donate anything to and Mays to fight those legal charges, whether it's $5, $10, $20, whatever it is you can do. I did put the link in the Jumbotron, and please, you know, share it out. I know Mr. Mays has gotten millions of views, you know, on TikTok and Twitter collectively. But imagine if we could really put our power behind it. And I'm also looking at some comments of people asking, you know, can they show up in council meetings, which, of course, is open to the public. But is there anything else that that we could do? We're not living in the city of Flint? What can we do to encourage you to keep, you know, we know Mr. Mays is going to do what he needs to do, but it never hurts to have people encourage you. So is there anything that my listeners can do, Mr. Mays, to assist you outside of donating?
You imagine that when we filed this motion for a new trial and get ready to present this video evidence, do all of that. Can you imagine if I put the address of the judge out there and all of these people nationwide send letters? And that's old school. Send letters, and she had a pile of letters knowing that people were watching on this ruling as to what's fixing to happen for justice. So as we proceed forward, we've got about 21 days or less to file this legal action. And I thought about it because a young lady coming from another state, she said, can we send a letter to the judge? I say, you might be on to something. So we'll see what all we do.
Well, absolutely. We can absolutely do that. And, you know, our technology allows us to do those things. You know, there's, I don't know if you've heard of change.org, but that is a petition online service that I use quite frequently. And I know that social media would love to sign a petition. And that's circulate and get done quite easily, Mr. May. So I hope that you allow us to help you in that way. You know, everybody doesn't have, you know, something to give, but 2 seconds of their time to sign a petition so that we can get that, you know, to the judge and know that we are watching, that would do us a lot of good. And the reason why I say us a lot of good is because so many people need to be encouraged. You know, like I explained to you yesterday, you have all demographics, all ages watching you. And there is a feeling that we just don't have elder leaders to look up to. We've been very much let down. So when people see you, it gives people hope to say, okay, not everybody is sold out. There are some real ones left. And I want to be respectful of your time because you said about 30 minutes. Can you encourage? Is there anything, any words of encouragement or wisdom or even just truth you can give the people who are listening, who wants to get in politics, and anything you can tell them just to, you know, kind of lift them up?
Yeah, just be yourself and be for what's right. You know, you ain't got to be all sophisticated and slick. Just, you know, sign, get the petition, get the signatures, run for office in your local cities, towns, and villages, win, lose, or draw. It took me a few times to run before I won. Be persistent. And once you win, then just be yourself and fight for what's right. Right is going to win over wrong every time. And if you following the rules and ain't breaking the law, you can exercise your freedom of speech, and you're going to help a lot of people, and people will respect you. I was just in Flint doing what I do. I had no idea people would end up putting clips on social media highlighting some of the controversy, and they might have did it in a devilish way. It's some entertainment value. But the real work and how you can help people is what's most rewarded. So thanks for having me. And I'm glad people are looking nationwide. And if I'm being used an example, God bless us all. But, you know, I got my head down. I'm trying to help people. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, before we get out of here, I would be remiss to not let you have a point of order. Can you call us to order? so that
no, I'm gonna call them handkerchief head Negroes and them white folks who still acting a fool to order. We are in order. We've been in order. And so we gonna carry on straightening out not only our cities, townships, and villages, but we gonna straighten out the United States of America. What do they say? God bless America. I'm gonna say God bless us, and let's keep moving. So I thank y'all. We appreciate your continued prayers. Enjoy yourself. And let's see if we can make a better quality of life for all of us as we move.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And please, I will make sure I stay in touch again. I fell in love with you being there in 2016. Shout out to Danielle Green. I've stayed in contact with her over the years. And just for people who are listening, relationships matter. When you go into a town, I went to a town working for the Bernie Sanders campaign and met up with the good folks of Flint. And I've been in contact ever since. People remember that, guys. Anybody can come and go. Like what Mr. May said, he's seen mayors come and go, council people go. But when you make a relationship and you're able to maintain that relationship after everybody, Bernie Sanders left, Hillary Clinton left, Flint ain't seen them since. When you keep that relationship and you're just tapping in, if it's once a year, a couple times a year, it matters. Time, you will build up that platform. So, May, thank you again. I'm going to make sure I stay in, not because I'm just talking, but because that is who I am. And we want to help with the petition in any way or anything that you need from us, because we must support leaders doing the right thing. So thank you again, Ms. for stopping by Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect podcast. I hope you had a chance to see the clip that I did on Breakfast. I know you said you don't do technology, but I hope you had a chance to
see it. I've seen that, and I shout out to them. I've seen that one lady, she said she liked me, she'll vote for me. I heard the laughing and joking and the seriousness of the matter, so I did, and I'm telling you, this is a blessing, and you know, we're going to continue to move forward. I like the entertainment value, but we got some serious business ahead of us, so I'm going to end by saying point of order.
Thank you so much, Councilman Eric Mays on the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. And we will talk to him soon. Again, Twitter family, I am asking you, if you follow me, if you know me, you know I do not ask for anything. I certainly don't ask for donations for myself, but I would really be encouraged. I really want to encourage Mr. Mays with some type of donation, if it's $5, $10, whatever, anything you can do, and share it. You know, it's not good enough for us to just laugh and sit back and, you know, laugh at the entertainment value side of it. But when we see, you know, willing to go to jail for doing the right thing, for being a straight shot, no chaser person, like anybody that follows me know how I love to get out. We really have to support that, not just with laugh and clicks and tweets, but also by action. So we want to encourage him. And like Mr. May said, he's 64 years old. And when you're in a small town like that, everybody doesn't have the resources, and particularly Flint. If you're not familiar of salaries of elected officials, I haven't Googled his salary, but a lot of these elected seats in these small towns, guys, can be $5,000 to $10,000, if not less, you know, by the end with their pay for the year. Thank you so much, guys, and I'll check in with you soon. Peace.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figueroa, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong,
and asthmatic, and at higher risk. get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.